Hello to all of you beloved listeners. Welcome to the radio program, and God bless you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you.
Now, everywhere on the international news, from many parts, and now even from the United Nations, there are mounting attacks against the Catholic Church because of the pedophile and the child abuse of which the Church has been guilty of. What do you think about it, Brother Joseph?
I think that the Protestant Church is really failing, really.
No, we're meaning the Catholic Church.
Yeah, yeah, but the Protestant Church should defend the Catholics.
Oh, sorry, what? to explain.
The Protestants and the Evangelic are really failing again.
How can they be failing?
They should stand up and defend the Catholic.
The Protestants should defend the Catholic.
Defend the pedophile.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means that once again, the Protestants and the Evangelical are missing an opportunity.
What opportunity?
The opportunity of defending the Catholic. You say, why should they?
But the Catholics are into pedophilism and into abusing children. Well, we're talking about priests.
Not any more than anybody else. I mean, they're just sinners like anybody else. I mean, if you investigate in any category, in the Protestants' pastors, there is Evangelical, you find adultery going around. You probably find pedophiles if you investigate among the Protestant people. If you investigate in whatever direction, you can decide to investigate. If you want to go by category, well, investigate the doctor, the psychologist, the politicians. I mean, there is pedophiles everywhere.
I know. Now, the UN and also other people, they are saying that the Catholic Church itself can deal with these wrong things, with the abuses, and stop them.
Yeah, the Catholic Church, typically they've been covering up. They spend a fortune of money, billions and billions of dollars, okay, which was supposed to be for the preaching of the gospel, to pay off and arrange outside the court a situation of child abuse, pedophiles and priests who were mercenary, who were just into business of child pornography instead of preaching the gospel.
Yes.
And a lot of these guys, the Jews deserve to go to jail. In the Old Testament, they will be stoned.
Exactly. So the leaders of the Catholic Church should fix the problem.
Yes. But that is not a Catholic problem.
How come it's not?
That is a Sodom and Gomorrah worldwide problem. It's a problem that in whatever direction you look, I'd say the Protestants, the Evangelicals, and the politicians, and anywhere, any direction you look, there is this problem, pedophile, because we are living in a day of Sodom and Gomorrah.
So can you go back to the Protestants? What are they supposed to do with this situation?
The Protestants should stand up and defend the Catholic Church.
Why?
Well, they should definitely bring the attention to the fact that pedophile is not an exclusivity of the Catholic Church. It's a worldwide problem. You go on the Internet, we are being bombarded by pornography, prostitutions, all kinds of stuff, everywhere.
Yeah, but that's the unbelieving world. The Catholics are supposed to be believers.
No. In the unbelieving world, they're not in favor of pedophile. Just a second.
Yeah, it's true.
See, they accuse the pastors and the priests of being hypocrites. But excuse me, in every direction you look, somebody's a doctor, somebody's a psychologist, somebody's a bank director, somebody's a politician. They're supposed to commit pedophile sins
and that's
a crime.
Yeah, it's illegal, of course.
Yeah, the priests are definitely hypocrites if they do that, because they are preaching that they're trying to teach others. They're supposed to be the shepherds of the flock. It's a worldwide problem that the church today is mostly dead, and in the West is waiting to be buried, like the church is almost non-existent. But the reason that the church is doing so bad is, number one, is because there are false shepherds, false Christians, and also hypocrites, and they're not just into pedophile, they're into money worship, they're into all kinds of stuff. You see, they have this stupid doctrine that the priest cannot marry, so they become pedophile.
Yeah.
So they prefer...
They're frustrated.
They prefer to keep priests into celibacy forced, because if they marry, they cannot be priests, Catholic Church. You take the Orthodox Church, they cannot be priests if they don't marry.
It's true.
The Catholic Church, they cannot be priests if they do marry.
It's the opposite.
So it's like... It's ridiculous.
It's two different extremes.
It's absolutely stupid, because he says, look, we want the scripture here?
Okay.
Go to 1 Timothy 4, 1. Listen, look how interesting.
1 Timothy 4, 1.
Yeah.
It says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
Doctrines of demons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Verse
speaking
two.
Lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth.
Okay, so here go the sirens of the dear fire brigades.
Yes.
So did you read the verse 3 where it says, did you see?
Forbidding to marry. Yes.
So you see in verse 1 he calls it a doctrine of demons.
Mm-hmm.
This the doctrine that the priest cannot marry is actually a doctrine of demons.
Yeah, it's not biblical.
Okay, because all over the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the marriage is like something very holy. In fact, the disciples of Jesus, beginning with Peter, they were married.
Also the Levites in the Old Testament.
Yeah, you can see in 1 Corinthians 9:5, you see that Peter was going around evangelizing together with his wife.
Yes.
When he could.
Sorry, can we go back? I still don't get it. Why should the Protestants defend the Catholics?
Yeah, well, let me finish this. So the reason, therefore, that these guys have these doctrines that priests cannot marry is the doctrine of demons, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, that provokes a pedophile, it provokes adultery, all kinds of stuff. They even turn homosexuals.
It's true.
Your question was what?
Why should the Protestants stand up for the Catholics? I mean, they're not guilty for
anything. Because it's just an excuse of the devil. It's an excuse because everybody is guilty of these kinds of sins.
What do you mean, everybody?
I mean, everybody who doesn't have Christ is guilty of something.
Yeah.
Stealing, cheating, lying, committing adultery, pedophile, all kinds of sins. You don't have to be a priest to have these sins. In any category that you look at...
You mean some sins
yeah,
they are guilty of?
Of course. Whatever you investigate, especially politicians, you find all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or orgies, all kinds of stuff. But it's not that because the priest is a hypocrite that the politicians are less hypocrites. They're just
yes,
as hypocrites.
Of course.
That's why a lot of times they resign from their political career. So the reason that the Protestants are failing again is because they should stand up and defend the Catholic Church and say, well, not defend pedophile, of course not, but defend the fact that the world, international, including the UN offices, and all the media, and newspaper, TV, etc., they're attacking the Catholic Church on something that sounds so good and so right and
yeah,
so self-righteous, a pedophile. But can you investigate also yourself? The journalists should investigate themselves. They probably find a lot of perverted, perverse and homosexual and pedophile among the very
politicians
and journalists.
I see.
I mean, the top director of BBC... The British BBC, that he just died, Jimmy Savile. I mean, the guy was a pedophile, he was a criminal, he molested children, he did all kinds of crimes, and nobody could touch him for some 30 years because he was
amazing.
Such a big shot. They had to wait until he died to uncover that he was a sexual perverted monster.
Amazing.
And he was the top of the BBC, the top of the journalists, the number one in England. I mean, the UN is not saying anything against the BBC, against the journalist. But as soon as he's a priest to do that, the whole Catholic Church. You see, it's not the Catholic Church's pedophile. They're just a few priests.
Yes.
I know some Catholic priests, very nice people, they're not pedophile at all.
There are some.
There are just some rotten apple who deserve the Old Testament, they will be stoned. So, of course, the big shots in the Catholic Church, they could have just purged out all this rotten apple. They didn't. They're guilty of that. But neither do the politician or the journalist purge out the rotten apples from the ranks.
Yeah, I understand.
So why is the Protestants guilty? They are guilty because they are blind. They're short-sighted. They don't understand that today the devil is attacking the Catholic Church with the support of the Protestants, and tomorrow he's going to attack the Protestant with the support of the Catholic Church. So the devil is smart. He will use a sin of a certain church to attack the church, and all the other self-righteous religious people rejoice. Oh, good, good, good. The Catholic Church are hypocrites. Sounds so good. But tomorrow, the devil is going to turn around and say, okay, now let me get the Protestants. So, in fact, in America, you see how the Protestants are under fire. I mean, they are arresting pastors in America, Protestant pastors, evangelical, just because they have a little meeting reading the Bible in their house. Oh, no, they say it's illegal. You need to be registered. You need to have regulation, fire regulation, toilet regulation, parking regulation, so many space for parking, etc. There's something like, I understand, about 30 regulation to read the Bible in your house. But then the poor pastors who got arrested, by the way, he said, but just a second. There are people who do parties and get drunk and have orgies and everything without regulation, with more people than we have. The guy only had some 10, 15 people in his little house. And those guys, they have 20, 25, they get drunk, they do all kinds of weird stuff. They bother us until 5 o'clock in the morning. But the devil will attack the Christian. We'll put all these regulations on the Christians, not on the people who are into satanic music or weird music or rock music and drinking, etc. You understand?
So basically you're saying that the UN, okay, they are right about everything that's going on wrongly in the Catholic Church.
Yes.
But before accusing the Christians of these sins, which are true, they are real, the UN should look at the beam in their own eyes, and the Protestants the same should look at their own sins.
Not before accusing the Christian, at the same time.
Okay.
You understand? Because, boy, there is all kinds of perversions. And there are lesbians, and there are homosexuals, and there are weirdos. And the people who are molesting children, let's investigate, the lawyers, the journalists, they probably can find thousands of these guys. But when you find, let's say, a number of, say, lawyers or journalists or media, so what shall we say? Oh, we found 10, 20, 30, 50 pedophiles among the journalists. We should close down journalism. Journalism in the world. It's a big hypocritical organizations, they write articles, but they're so righteous, they're so perfect, and they're just hypocrites. They don't say that. Why? Because the devil is using these sins of now this church, and then all the self-righteous Pharisees from the other churches, oh, good, 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 they deserve the Catholic. And then tomorrow we'll attack the Protestant, and then all the Catholics, oh, good, 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 we're attacking the Protestant. That's the game.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so this religion, they don't understand that the devil is using them to shoot at each other. And the religion, they're doing the devil's dirty work against each other. That's why the Protestants are missing a chance, and the Catholics are missing the chance when the Protestants get attacked. You got the point now?
Yes. I understand why you're saying the Protestants should do something.
Right, yes, and the Catholics should do something when the Protestants get attacked. Okay, we disagree maybe on the Trinity, disagree on the baptism, but can we agree on what we agree?
Amen.
Let's not just look at the difference instead of what can unite us.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
So God help us not to be condemning and self-righteous towards other Christians, but to help them.
Amen.
And to look at the beam in our eyes.
Amen. Attack the false doctrine if you have to. But when the devil attacks one church, boy, there must be a lot of things we agree with the church.
Amen, amen.
Do they believe in Jesus? Agree on that. Do they believe in the resurrection? Agree on that. Can we agree on what we agree? Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Amen.